¡Órale!
Ay, 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 ay.
Remember that song from the, I think it's the 70s or 80s. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. Well, it's the Friday before the first Sunday slate of NFL games. And so we got the crew back. The boys are back in town. We've got, you know, we've got our semi-regular or maybe irregular Primo Nico.
That's right.
And we've also got our adopted Primo, who is someone we really rely on when it comes to the DFS. And since we're talking DFS today, it's time to bring back Primo Greggy Greg, who I make sure to forgive him for wearing a Yankee cap right now. But it is it's with a very good reason, and I approve of this reason. So Greggy Greg, welcome Primos. Greggy Greg, tell us the reason why you're wearing this, because it is a great reason.
Yeah, you know, I love baseball. Baseball is my favorite sport, and growing up loving baseball, I gotta pay tribute to 9/11 this weekend. If you want to see emotional, just a community come together, watch game one tonight, Yankees Mets, watch it all weekend. I'm sure it's going to be just a love fest. So wish I was there, actually. So this is my way of being there.
It is. I mean, it's crazy to think it was 20 years ago tomorrow. And I mean, how much has changed in the world since then? You know, it's such a sad day, but I mean, hopefully it's a day that we can find some happy, you know, some sort of happiness. I know that I was listening to Joe Torre this morning being interviewed on Dan Patrick, and he was talking about the fact that he and Bobby Valentine, who were managers, both in the, you know, for the Mets and the Yankees, in the late 90s and the 2000s, that they're going to throw out the first pitch at Citi Field tomorrow. So, you know, it's a celebration for America, a celebration for New York. So Greg, if I had a cap on, I'd tip it to you. So, but you know, we'll let you tip the cap.
There we go.
Awesome. Well, it's the first Friday before, which means it's the first Friday after Thursday Night Football. And what a game. I mean, it lived up to the hype. I remember tweeting when it was like a minute and a half and Dallas went ahead. And I just said that they may have left too much time on there. So
yeah, I got to replay a tweet between. Well, here's the best news. So I'm a Cowboys fan first and foremost, and that's, I'm like, oh god, Brady's got the ball. It's over. But hey, anyway, real quick, let's do a tech check. I'm getting feedback. I don't know if you can hear Georgie with your headphones in. There's two voices coming in.
Are
you hearing it?
I am hearing second voices. Does somebody have something open?
I might. How about that? Does that help?
Good. I don't have earphones on.
Let me see. All of a sudden, that sounds much better. Nico, can you say something again?
Sure. I'll talk to you all day, George, and say nice things about you and everything. So.
Gotta love it. Got to love it. Oh, man. Okay, so it sounds like we might have cleaned that up.
Yeah, so I mean, it's like, because we talked about the Tampa Bay, because you know how with New York you have a New York minute, which is supposed to be very, very quick, but when you have like a Tampa Bay minute or a Brady minute, that can last a long, long time. And so Tampa Bay minute, you heard it first here.
Yeah. And the Brady's 44 years old. Unbelievable. 44. Mind blowing.
He's older than like 10 NFL coaches, right? 10 NFL head coaches. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I haven't done all the math, but I keep thinking, okay, well, he's older than him. He's older than him.
Old
41.
40. And he looks like he's 60. So, I mean, it's like, you know.
He runs like it.
I heard a stat this morning that, so the women's final for the U.S. Open tennis is the two girls combined are still younger than Brady is, because it's 19-year-old and 18-year-old. So yeah. That's just crazy.
That'll be a good match for sure.
That's gonna be nuts. That's gonna be nuts. All right. So I mean, but what a crazy game. I mean, and I think we saw a lot last night. Familia community. I am gonna come out and say I was admit the fact that I was wrong. I was wrong on Dak Prescott. I was absolutely wrong on him. I don't know what you know. I felt like my thinking was sound. But oh, I think we're still getting some feedback. Does somebody have the YouTube open too?
I don't think so.
I'm good.
You know what? Let me mute me and tell me if it's me. So you guys.
Okay. So Greg, it was. You know, when you think about it, I mean, it was like, I was wrong about Dak Prescott. Yeah. I mean, I said to fade him in my Adentro y Afuera column. Yeah. I looked at the fact that I kept looking about the fact that, you know, it's first game in 11 months and he hardly had any training camp because of the shoulder, the lat injury. Yeah. And I just kept, and I thought the Dallas defense was going to be, I mean, the Tampa Bay defense was going to be great. And that I thought, that at the Dallas offensive line being down one of its top offensive linemen, that was gonna hurt him. It just did not happen. I mean, he was sharp, and just looked. I mean, he just looked like himself. Looked like absolutely himself.
And, yeah, I you know, of all the lineups I had last night in DFS, I think I had one lineup with a running back in it, and that maybe was Fournette, right? So he got a few points, but. Again, Gronkowski was the guy in the Millie Maker, right, that everybody had, but it was passing. So the fade was Zeke. That was the big fade. And then I was all in on passing. So I was trying to do all the combinations of Dak with Cooper, Dak with Lamb, or Brady with Godwin, double, triple stack, just get everybody going on. And then I got one of my lineups in like the top 5%. And that still paid pretty well considering there was like hundreds of thousands of people in there. But it was like pass. And I was texting again my Cowboy buddy going, dude, these have to be the two best receiving core groups in the NFL. And we couldn't even think about another team. Plus, you throw in Brady and you throw in Dak that had 300-400-yard games last year before he snapped his ankle. It's like this was a shootout for sure. That what a great way to start the season for sure. So.
Yeah, I just look at the fact. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, having three great receivers, you know, I'm racking my brain. I mean, the Rams have
Pittsburgh's got a good crew.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's got a good crew. Yeah. If Juju's back, then that's a good crew. The Rams have two good ones. You know, the Bills have one great one and three guys who are above average.
Yeah.
And Cincinnati could have a good crew, but we still don't know about Jamar Chase. So, you know, he's a rookie, but yeah, I mean, it's, you're right. Probably the two best receiving crews. And who knows if that injury to Michael Gallup that happened last night, if it's going to make it even more concentrated between the two. And I'm also going to admit I faded Amari Cooper because of all the practice time he missed in training camp. And a lot of people were doing victory laps on Amari Cooper. I kept saying, pump the brakes. It's one game. I still think, you know, people were saying, oh, you guys who thought CeeDee Lamb was going to be better than Cooper, this and that. And I'm like, okay, let's see. I still want to make sure he plays 17 games before anybody takes a victory lap over on that. But on the other side, I mean, how do you defend Tampa? You got Antonio Brown's their number three receiver, supposedly. I mean, yesterday he was really, you know, it was him and Chris Godwin and Mike Evans wasn't really highly involved. Yep. But just a phenomenal job. Just a phenomenal crew of those guys. And Gronk. God,
he goes well. Gronkowski, right? Grandpa.
Eso. That was beautiful. But really, I mean, both these offenses, I mean, could they be two of the best offenses? I think they're going to be two top five offenses again, especially in the passing game. I mean, can we, what do you guys think of that?
Nico.
Well, I think Zeke didn't do much. And if you don't have him, you know, you kind of need that. I mean, that's your core, that's your bread and butter. I mean, sure, you can pass, but if you get a good defense, and they're not, you know, because you got to run it to scare the linebackers off, you know, got to bring them in so you can get passes. So you need both sides. I didn't see Zeke do much. He got shut down. He got hit hard by some of these guys. And I was like, wow, that's not the Zeke I remember.
Yeah, it was. I mean, that's a great defense. There were a lot of people who were also kind of going off on Zeke saying, oh, why did I use a first round pick on him? He's, you know, and it's like that. That's the problem with the game that's on its own island. Everybody's watching it. So, and everybody can't wait, and everybody's over. It's overreaction Friday after that game. And I think Zeke's going to be fine. He's not going to be, I don't think he's Zeke from like 3 years ago, but I still think he's going to be, I still think he's going to be a top 10 running back, but he's going to have games where he's stonewalled like he was last night. And that was a great running defense.
It looks good. I mean, again, I don't want to be the Cowboy bias here, but, he didn't move that well. He got rid of the ball well. He threw the ball on target. There was tons of drops. But CD, I mean, got targeted, I don't know, multiple 12 times at least, and dropped a few balls. It could have been a 500-yard night for him, you know. So, and the offensive line, again, was it Zach Martin wasn't there? And then I think they just got one of their guys suspended for 5 games today. But still, I think the league is a passing league. And I think that sort of might take us into like what the season's going to look like, right? So if you got a good running back, great. But all these quarterbacks, I think they're just going to be running and passing all season long. So
Brady had that
late in the season. Yeah,
Brady had that one pass to Godwin, the total touchdown. He just dropped it. I'm like, oh, because I would have put him, I think, ahead as far as yards, because I know they were talking about 400 yards for Dak, but. I think what Brady went to 355, something like that.
Somewhere around 350.
Yeah, I mean, so that one play would have got him an extra touchdown, and that would have put him over the 400. So there's, you know, there's too much. It was in his hands, and I know it's a bad spot sometimes for receivers, but you know.
So friend of the show, Dan Turner, also known as Eagle Dan on Twitter. He was on our show last week. He pointed out Lyle Collins suspended. Great show. Thank you. Gracias, Eagle Dan.
All right.
He's called Eagle Dan because he's a fan of the Eagles. So.
here we go.
But no, gracias, mi hermano. Gracias. Salud.
Like what I got to say about the Eagles, then. That'll be good.
All right. Well, so I mean, so there's that one. I mean, is there's the loss of a top right tackle for 5 games. You know, as a Cowboy fan, how, you know, uneasy does that make you, considering that Zach Martin's going to be coming off of COVID?
Well, the guys that played last year are on the bench this year, so I mean, they've got guys that have been sort of, I don't know, they learned the hard way last year, so I imagine that. They probably have they're three deep into the practice squad, I imagine. So, you know, it's something that they really had to address, because that the most important part of their team was to, besides the linebacking core, was to get the offensive line going. So we'll see what happens.
Well, this next one, one bit of chisme. We didn't do the proper chisme intro, but yes, as far as. We got an injury report today that Austin Ekeler, somebody we've been kind of tracking, he missed Wednesday and Thursday practice. He practiced today. They said on a limited basis, but that he is expected to be good to go. So I think this is going to intro into the next one. When we're thinking about setting lineups on Friday, I mean for Sunday, you got Ekeler. Sat out a couple practices with a hamstring, which is a problem that he had last year, and going up against that Washington defense in Washington at 10 a.m. California time. So that's going to be their body clock, because they've been playing the 1 o'clock game on the East Coast. Does anybody want to touch him in DFS?
Well, I don't want to touch this game, actually. You know, I'm looking at a few games, high scoring games. And like you said, Washington's defense is really good. So, you know, and I know San Diego put together, but, I'm staying away from this game altogether.
Yeah. I think about this one. Yeah. I mean, Austin, not Austin Ekeler, Antonio Gibson looks tempting, but yeah, I don't want to touch this game. And I think the Charger defense is sneaky good. So it's gonna, I think this is gonna be a game that's gonna be like 17-14 and maybe with a defensive touchdown. So maybe we get defensive points or something. Like
you, you know, I mean, they're priced at 3,200 and 3,100, which is in the top third. I mean, I could save $800 by going down to the Colts. So, you know, I'm not going to be paying up for defenses this week. That's for sure. Cause there's, you know, I'm going to pay up at running back, we'll find those other areas to pay down, but, not paying up for defenses this week.
Well, let's jump into this. Let's jump into the DFS portion. You know, our Familia community, you know, we've got, Greg, I mean, I got to tell you, when you came on the show, I think added a new element when we started talking DFS. Cool. And I'm so glad that we're able to do this again. And because I really think that, as that DFS is really so much of the future of fantasy football. I think everybody's going to play in their leagues. This year I'm actually playing like 15 leagues because I keep getting asked and I can't say no. But I'm still going to be playing DFS like crazy because of the fact that I think this is just going to continue to grow and grow and grow. And you introduced us to the flash draft and everything. Yeah. It's going to be on. So I kind of put this down kind of like, you know, I broke it down between quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, and tight ends. We could talk a little bit about defenses at the end, you know, to target. But I thought, you know, let's kind of go through guys that may be good, you know, good values based on their matchup or just because they're playing damn good. So let's start with our caliente picks. Let's start with the quarterbacks. Greg, who do you like? I've got one I like who's a sleeper pick.
Yeah, I think, I mean, there's so many good quarterbacks here, right? I think paying up for a quarterback, I just won't do. I'll try to find that sort of that sub-mid-tier quarterback. I mean, Mahomes, Murray, Allen are great quarterbacks, but I think there's other guys. In the first few weeks of the NFL, the offenses do really well. It takes a few weeks for the defenses to catch up, right? So, I mean, I'm going to try to pay down or buy down, right, to find those quarterbacks where I can get value. So, and I found, you know, Hurts in that 6,400 range against Ryan of Atlanta. So, I like both those quarterbacks are coming in 6,400 and 6,000. And that game, I think it's going to be really high scoring. I think it's going to go 30s plus. The over under I think is like 48, but I still see that as a shootout game. That guy Pitts that they got in Atlanta, we could talk about tight ends later. But you know, those are two quarterbacks I'm looking at. And then of course, don't look for Henry to be getting the 200 yard games in week one, right? They're going to slowly bring him along. So I like Tannehill for sure too as well. So those keys were at about 6,500. You know, again, we're not, it's easy to talk in Mahomes, Murray, Allen, and Rodgers all day, but these quarterbacks, I think, for value, I think they should do really well.
So when, you know, when we're talking about, one guy I threw out to you yesterday was Sam Darnold at 5,000.
Yep, for sure.
You know, everybody loves to talk about a revenge game, La Venganza, you know, that I think there was a novella called La Venganza at some point. You know, he's kind of a wild card because no lie, he was not good. But, you know, I did see an article yesterday in The Athletic talking about kind of like rebuilding both Carson Wentz and Sam Darnold. And it got me a little bit fired up about, you know, maybe spending down on him and maybe playing up the fact that that game could really, really be that Carolina could score some points because that Jet defense is no bueno.
You know, and then I didn't give you this one because I wanted to save it. But when you brought up Darnold, I saw Zach Wilson right next to him. I'm like going, well, don't the Jets want to show Darnold that this guy's better than you? And he's going to pass also. So Zach Wilson is that other like $5,000 play that you can save tons of money on. And is he going to get the 3X, 4X? I'm thinking maybe he can get 20 points this week in a DFS DraftKings. So, yeah. So right next to Darnold, I'll throw in that Zach Wilson. If you want to put a lineup together and you can get some cheap guys, great, great play right there.
No, I love it. And, you know, when we're talking about that game, let's talk about guys that we want to – let's look at that game.
Yeah.
Who are some of the skill guys we want to play in this one?
So
– I mean, obviously McCaffrey is at 9,500 is really, really expensive, but – you know, there are some guys that could be some bargains.
There could be. The receiving core with Carolina seems to be dinged up. Of course, Samuel and DJ Moore are easy guys to go. This Marshall guy could be a pretty good pick. But again, there's too many unknowns. So I'm going with McCaffrey, the guy that you know is just going to come out and get his, you know, 2 to 3 touchdowns, his, you know, 25 touches, and you know he's going to get the 25, 30 points. The other guys you could be taking chances on, but I'm just not feeling anything outside of Darnold and or McCaffrey. But here it comes. You guys ready for this? This is it. The theme of the day is going to be the quarterback tight end stack. Oh, you want me to get creative? So it's the quarterback tight end stack. The Darnold to the Arnold is going to be one of my low price stacks at 7,600 is the guy. Darnold loved all the tight ends when he was in New York. So the Darnold to the Arnold show, I think we're onto something. Look at $7,600 for those two guys versus Mahomes and Kelsey is 16-4. I mean, look how much money you're saving. And I think Darnold and Arnold could get you one, you know, get in there and get their 4X or 5X. You know, I think the value is there for sure. So, yeah,
the Darnold that one's good.
To the Arnold.
I mean, the one that I was looking, you know, to get a cheap stack out of that one was possibly Terrace Marshall. And I think he is somewhere in like the 3,000 range or something like that. I'm looking, where is he right now? I'm getting down to about 3,000. You know, the rookie is there. I really like Robbie Anderson this week again, you know, playing up that revenge narrative and, you know, he's speedy. I mean, he was really involved in that offense. I mean, DJ Moore is really good. He's a little bit more pricey, but I think I threw out the idea where I found Darnold. I was able to put that lineup together with Darnold, McCaffrey, and Robbie Anderson. I was very proud of myself on that one. So very happy.
Well, I'll tell you one thing I'm not doing. I'm not putting McCaffrey in the same lineup as a Darnold-Arnold lineup. So so it's either you ride one or you ride the other. So just, yeah. So when you guys are building your lineups, you're not putting them together. Yeah.
Even with the receiving upside that you get him with McCaffrey?
No, I would put McCaffrey with the defense, the Panthers defense, because the Jets could just come out and lay up an egg. So, again, a stack, a defense running back stack is a good way to go.
Nico, what do you think about the, you know, playing McCaffrey this week? Are you excited? I know you got him in our Familia League. Oh, you're on mute, baby.
That's all I got to say about that. No, I'm just kidding. He'll probably do his projections, you know, because they put him up there. But I think that's it. I think they got to figure out because if they just use him, they're not going to have a season, you know. So they've got to have a complete team. So, but I mean, he's the main guy, and they're gonna watch him the whole time. But I mean, he'll probably get 2 touchdowns and 176 yards.
Ooh, that's sexy. That's what's muy sexy.
All right,
muy sexy.
Don't be afraid.
Well, you know, on Greggy, when it comes to quarterbacks, I mean, if some people want to spend up, I wouldn't recommend spending up on Mahomes this week because the Browns really spent up on their defense. But you know, so I think it could go cheaper. But what if people wanted to go Lamar Jackson with all the injuries to the backfield and the Raider defense is not good? I mean, what do you think if somebody wants to spend up on him or Kyler Murray, 7,600 in a game that really could be a shootout with them and the Titans?
Yeah. Again, Kyler Murray, these are easy. I think those are easier picks, right? You could pick them. I think it's all right. But for how many points he would have to score, you know, at 5X, for him, that's 40 points. I mean, it can happen. You know, the Arizona Tennessee game is supposed to be a monster game, so I have no problem going with a Murray Hopkins stack for sure. There would be a great way to go. Yep.
Yeah, that one's in there. One sneaky one because it's another. It's the rookie, the golden boy, Nico. You know who I'm talking about? El hombre con el pelo, Fabio. Nico likes to call him Fabio Football.
Uh-oh.
Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence, 6,200 in his debut game. You know, we've seen debut games for rookie quarterbacks be absolutely smashing successes. I think Cam Newton went for like 400 yards and like four touchdowns or something in his rookie debut game, going up against the Texans. And that's not a that's going to, I think that's a defense we're going to be targeting in DFS all season. Is that a, could that be a sneaky pick there at 6,200?
Then Nico, he's got the mute permanently. Now he's muted himself. Oh, there he is. Yeah. All right, well, I'll help us out here. I got to tell you, I think he could have a great, Lawrence could have a great year, but in the beginning week, I can't imagine that they're thinking that they want to load him up and start letting him pass the ball over the place when they got Robinson in the backfield, right? Again, this guy's still an NFL rookie. You know, it's you just don't want him dropping back, you know, 40 times in the game. I got to imagine they'll probably have a pretty balanced attack, really conservative approach, make sure the running game's going there, and not let Houston, who's going to be flying around. They got a bunch of problems, a bunch of drama. So I would stay away from Lawrence this week. However, the guy that I do like, and I can't even say his name right, is the Lavushka.
Lavushka Chenault.
Chenault. I mean,
Chenault.
I got this guy in lineups this week. I like the value. I think he could. I don't know if I stumbled upon it on a stream of some sort, and they're talking about Lawrence and this guy, Chenault, and he's going to be his guy. So if there's one little flyer in there outside of Robinson at running back for value, that Chenault, yeah, could be a good play.
Yeah, and I also look at the fact that Chenault, they like to do jet sweeps with them, stuff that they were planning to do with Travis Etienne. Mm-hmm. It looks like they're going to be doing that with Chenault, and you know, I think he's a total. I mean, he's built like a running back. He is just, he's kind of built a little very similar to AJ Brown. So I'm very intrigued by him this year. I don't have him on a lot of teams, but this might be a week to play, you know, pay up and get him. You mentioned the running backs, and we were texting beforehand yesterday. You want to pay up at running back. Where are you paying up?
Well, definitely McCaffrey for sure. Cook, while I'm afraid of him, just for injury purposes. I think Cincinnati's got a pretty decent defense. But Henry, I know, not early in the season. I'll wait for him to get up to speed a little bit later. Kamara, I think that's going to be a shootout of a game, so I can pay enough for him. Taylor, Indy, no. Chubb, yeah, he could have 10 catches with Hunt back there, because, I mean, that game's going to be a shootout too as well. Swift, no. Aaron Jones, yes. Allaire, probably not. I think there's just too many mouths to feed there. And then Robinson is the guy that I like this week. I really like Robinson. It's for that sub high tier running this week. And then everybody's new favorite is Najee Harris, of course. So those guys I really like. So Robinson, Harris, and McCaffrey would be my three. I really like this week. Yep.
Yeah, the big thing about, well, I think we already talked about the Houston defense. So James Robinson is going to be a player that's going to be highly targeted this week. Najee Harris, I think some people might I don't think people should be scared of playing him this week, because the place where Buffalo was weak last year was against against running backs. So they were you know, a little bit more forgiving in the run. That according to DraftKings, they are, let me see, where is that? 22nd against running backs. So, you know, the one guy I'm smashing all over the place is Alvin Kamara. I know it's 8,600, but one of the things that I just saw, actually, I forgot to mention this earlier, Tre'Quan Smith, the wide receiver for the New Orleans Saints, mm-hmm. He got put on IR today. So he's missing a chunk of it. So it's, I think everything is going to be really, really concentrated on Alvin Kamara and Marquez Callaway. And I'm going to talk about, you know, I'll have something to say about Callaway, but I mean, and where are the Packers the weakest? Against the run.
Yep.
And it's just, I think this is a huge game for Kamara.
Yep.
Huge.
Yeah, if he wants to pay me back for kicking my butt in a fantasy championship last year on Christmas, his 6 touchdowns on Christmas Day, pay me back this time. That'll be good because I'm playing him on my rosters. You mentioned Chubb at 7,200, but that's I think that's money well spent this week.
The game's going to go. That's going to be another high-scoring game. Again, probably in the 30s, right? I think you're looking at a playoff atmosphere, right? That's where Cleveland got knocked out last year, right, in the playoffs. So, this is probably where they want to come back and really fight for this game. And Cleveland still is a run-first team, right? So, they're going to run. You got Hunt. You got Mayfield winging the ball. He's got targets. So, I think Cleveland is definitely not only a team this week to score a lot of points, but a team that I think will be better than they were even last season. So, yeah. So, Chubb, I like the Chubb.
Oh, you got to love the Chubb. Yeah.
I like the Hunt, too. Yes.
in that Green Bay New Orleans game, there's another high priced running back, Aaron Jones at 6,800. Is he tempting at all or? I'm pumping the brakes for me, but I won't.
Yeah, I think New Orleans. I like New Orleans in this game just for their defense. I think as much as Rodgers and Adams can get back onto the field really quick, I am afraid of the Green Bay drama affecting things so much. Games in New Orleans, so I think it has the potential to go pretty big here, but it's not like I'm gonna. I would probably go with Jones before I would go with Rodgers and Adams. How's that? So,
yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah. So, yeah. But I don't know. I'm just hoping that, like I said, I hope for a high scoring game. But again, I'm probably staying away from it altogether because I know it probably could go lower scoring with New Orleans being there. So,
yeah. Nico, you got something to say about Mr. Jones?
No, the money, it's like whenever I do this and I don't have the success that Greg does, but I try to find the diamonds in the rough. And, Mostert over at San Francisco, I think even though there's everything around him, he's going to get the ball. And they like to use him to go for that touchdown. Yeah. I can see him getting 3 touchdowns. And so it doesn't matter who the quarterback is because they're going to rotate that, but Mostert's going to get most of those runs. So I like him. I like Gaskin out of the blue because you never know what's going to happen over there. Those are two. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'm assuming they're probably in the under 4,000. Probably 3,500.
Gaskin's actually 6,000.
What?
He's pretty pricey. Yeah, okay. they're expecting they're DraftKings must be expecting that he's going to spend a lot. He's going to spend a lot of money. He's going to get the bulk of the carries. So
I thought I saw it on Yahoo cheaper, so maybe it's changed. So who knows? But
I like Gaskin season long. I think he's. He's a good player for the season long, even though they got lots of running backs down there. But I think season long, he's a good play for sure.
Are there any running backs that you're targeting that people need to target that are kind of more on the bargain basement side?
Yeah, I was looking down and I'm afraid to go there because you just don't know what's going to happen this week. This week's like a crapshoot. Everybody's getting some touches.
Le'Veon Bell.
Again, he might.
From practice squad to starting, hey, what a week, right?
I think you can put Chubb and Hunt together in the same lineup, and get some value there. What I really want, I'm looking forward to seeing is the San Diego situation. As they think that guy Williams could be the next guy coming in for Melvin Gordon. I like Hines. We're talking PPR here, DraftKings, that's it, right? PPR,
get right.
Those points per catch. So, Hines could be the guy. I don't know, there's just too many question marks there. But if you want to take some flyers, I think who knows, maybe Ingram gets the ball more pounding it than Lindsay does, in Houston, right? The New York situation with Ty Johnson or Tevin Coleman, right?
Is that the Tevin guy? Coleman, Michael Carter, all of those guys.
Edmonds in Arizona, pass catching running back, right? Could be a play. Maybe throw a little bit of him in.
4,600. That's kind of that's on the cheap.
So McKinnon in Kansas City, maybe he gets a few balls. But again, I'm probably just thinking Kelsey there only. and then and that'll be, I won't maybe have much Kelsey, but and that's about it. Gallman about, maybe in Atlanta.
What about Trey Sermon?
Yeah. Not yet. I think Mostert's definitely going to earn all the carries week one. They're going to pound him. Nico said it. The dude is a workhorse, and he could easily just, you know, bust for like 15, 20. Sermon maybe gets 5 to 7 carries. But, you know, I think when you're looking at who are the guys that are going to get the 15 to 20 touches is who we need to be looking at, right? So,
so yeah, Greg, I got a question for you, a little expert. Mm-hmm. So Taysom Hill, which they had him as a tight end in ESPN before everyone was all pissed off, he's now listed as a quarterback. But you put him in, I mean, he's going to get some work. So no matter where he goes, you get points, right? I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
If you're at quarterback, yeah. But yeah.
But he might be a tight end. He might be a wide receiver. You know, he could be anything. But as long as he gets his points, it doesn't matter, right?
All right. Oh, yeah, whether it's like the H-back, running back, tight end, yeah. Absolutely. But are you going to put him in? You're going to pay for him at quarterback? I would think. I don't know. I can't do that. Yeah.
He's more expensive than Sam Darnold. He's 5,200.
Yeah.
Is he 5,200? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He's more. I thought he was going to be in the fours. And I was like, whoa, he's more than Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson in a shootout. So,
I want my quarterbacks to get 5x, right? Times their value. And I just don't see that coming from him. So, but anyway. Yeah.
Well, let's jump to the receivers. Yeah. Who, you know, who's sexy to you?
Yeah.
Do we pay up this week?
Again, I told you I'm afraid of Devontae and Tyreek. I really like Ridley. I love the Ryan Ridley Pitts, like call it super stack or whatever you want to call it. I think Ridley's going to be just amazing this year. Hopkins and Murray, obviously that's an easy one. Jefferson of Minnesota. So can that dude do what he did last year? I think so, for sure. He's a freak of nature. Diggs going up in Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh's going to be playing really hard because I think they're really pissed off from getting exit last year. So, and you know, I think they're back. Metcalf, obviously, you know, the Seattle guys can do anything, but I think there's a lot of pass rush coming from Indy. So, probably not doing much Metcalf because, like I said, I'm leading with the Colts this week as a defense. And Seattle, I've never really liked on the road. They've had some good road games, but definitely a low scoring team on the road. AJ Brown, Julio Jones in Tennessee. Again, I look for Tannehill to pass more than Henry to rush this week. They will have the 9 in the box, right, as they like to do up there. So you look for that. But going down. It is.
I've got a few that are sexy to me.
You know, Cooks in Houston.
Yes.
The Chanel show. I told you I liked him. And there's Curtis Samuel's now IR'd, I see. Okay. Yeah. And there's Traquan's IR'd. I'm getting caught up here. The Kirk of Arizona at 4,500. I like guys that have a huge ceiling, and Kirk's the guy that can go 2 catches for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns, right?
Can I add something to that?
Do it, yeah.
In my beat writer series, I talked to a Sports Illustrated writer who covers the Cardinals, and he's expecting that Kirk is going to, even with the signing of AJ Brown, that Kirk is going to go into that number two role as the, you know, the number two receiver there, and he's going to get a lot of work in the slot. So they're going to see it. So really, really get the ball in his hands and kind of take advantage of that, that great speed of his. So that's why I'm glad you pointed that out, because I think he's a big play this year.
Well, let me ask you this: out of the 49ers, out of Ayuk and Debo, I mean, who do you think is going to be the star? I mean, they both played well last year, and you know, but usually somebody busts out. I just don't know which one of the two.
Well, again, Niners are a run first team, so you know, and Kittle's their top receiving option. I think it's hit or miss each week with those two guys. Again, two top wideouts. You played one. I put them at like – I'd say they're equal. I can't say I like Debo because I like his size. Ayuk probably has – Debo will get more catches. Ayuk will get more yards. And then who gets the touchdowns is, you know, maybe Ayuk for explosiveness. I'd probably lean towards a bigger day because I like finding the guys who have a high ceiling.
I'm with you. If I were to pick between those two guys, it'd be Ayuk, but barely, because they're both really good and they're both yards after the catch monsters.
Yeah. There's a lot of receivers now. Last night you saw in the game, you know, yards after catch. It's like, wow. Oh. These guys, receivers aren't these small, skinny guys anymore. They're plowing through people.
It's just, gotta hit the weights, man. Speaking of weights, not to leave Arizona. That dude, what's his name?
Rondale Moore.
I just saw him squatting 600 pounds. Did you see that?
Squat 600 pounds.
600. That's unbelievable.
And he's cheap on DraftKings this week. Yeah. I believe he's only 3,000.
Yeah. I remember he used to leg press 600 pounds back in the day. He's
really cheap this week. Really, I'm looking up his. Let me see, 3,000, and against that Tennessee defense, which is it's another defense that no bueno. It's not a good defense. So that's a defense I'm going to be targeting a lot. And they added Bud Dupree, but they didn't really do anything to the secondary. And the writer for the reporter that I talked to for who covers the Titans really pointed out that the Titans have never had an elite defense under their coach under Vrabel. So there's a couple that I like based on that series. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, 3,700. And two reasons why I like him. Mm-hmm. And number one is he had a great training camp. And Dusty Evely, who the Packer writer, he pointed out that that Valdes-Scantling had one of the best camps, and he's not dropping the ball. So he said, you know, come at me later if I'm wrong. But and the other thing that I pointed out that I wanted to point out was on the other side of the ball. The New Orleans Saints, they have Marshawn Lattimore as an all world cornerback, but and one of the things that they are having trouble with is second cornerback, mm-hmm. And that had me thinking, okay, Lattimore is going to be spending a lot of time with Devontae Adams, and the guy and I really look at Aaron Rodgers, who likes Valdes-Scantling and targets him a lot. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm thinking at 3,700. That's a big save. To me, that's one guy I'm going to have in at least one lineup this week.
Okay.
That's
why I like it. Okay. I'm writing that down.
Guess another one.
No, another no one. Lizard. No lizard for you this week.
No lizard. No, he didn't have a great camp. No. MVS was the guy who had the great camp. And the other guy is deeper cut, Quez Watkins of the Philadelphia Eagles. 3,400 this 3,000 this week. I'm sorry. Perdóname.
So I definitely put some Quez in there when you told me that. So an early building at 3,000, I think.
3,000.
Yeah. So and we like to sprinkle one of those guys in there for sure. So
yeah, Connor Miles. Yeah, Connor Miles of Sports Illustrated, he raved about Quez Watkins, said he was the best receiver in camp, including Devontae Smith, and that he had totally outproduced Jalen Reagor. And that he was a guy who had, you know, 4.3 speed, and that it looked like he was finally coming into himself. And the other side of the ball, the Atlanta Falcons, they may have uncovered a gem in AJ Terrell as a cornerback, but that apparently the writer that I talked to said he was the superstar of camp. But he's just one guy, and you got to figure they're going to be putting him on, probably putting him on Devontae Smith, and the rest of the rest of their crew, maybe not so bueno. So that's why I really like Watkins this week.
Yeah. What's Reagor priced at this week? Is he
3,700.
So
you don't spend all your Domingo in one place, you know,
I'm going cheap, baby. I'm saving cheap. I'm saving my pesetas for, spend some money on D-Hop up there.
Yeah. And for all the young listeners that don't understand it, Domingo was used to be like the allowance that all the families, whenever on Sunday, we used to throw it out, people go grab it. And it was called the Domingo. But or they would just hand it to you. Like, here you go. Very mafia style. Like, here you go. You did a good job. Here you go. Here you go.
Here you go. Here's your little. What was the pinata?
That was only for
birthdays. Money in the pinata?
Birthdays and baptisms.
Oh, that's it. Okay. All right. Cool.
Yeah, the other way to get to Domingo is you know, when Dad would be talking to, you know, friends, you know, friends or other family members, and go up to him at that point. It's like, papi, that's me, Domingo. So it's like you guilt him, and it's like, all right, yeah, maybe I'm getting a little extra.
He just wants to get rid of you. Like, get out of here. Here's your money. Yep. Here's a wallet. Yep. Take it out of here. Get out of here.
Take it and out of
the,
there.
The pinata is the best one, is to put a walkie-talkie inside the pinata. So when the kids are hitting it, you kind of start making noises and tell them, please don't hit me. Please don't hit me. Yeah. Kids love that. They cry. It's okay. I'm not allowed to do that anymore, so that's okay.
There, and so there are so many bargains on the wide receivers. Is it at this point, is it smart to kind of like pump the brakes on just going bargain hunting, or just make a bunch of lineups with as many bargains as possible and just take advantage?
Well, try to find the games that have the highest over unders, right? So look at, if you look at like the KC Cleveland game, Arizona Tennessee, Philly Atlanta, I think even was another game. I don't have them in front of me here, but those are like three games where if you can find like a third receiver cheap, or even one of the new guys in Philly, you know, there's guys down there that look at some of the high scoring games where they got a quarterback, they have no running game. Find one of those cheap guys, you know, Beasley at 4,400 can get some action, right? Tons of catches. Again, PPR, think like 8 catches, 50 yards, and maybe one at the goal line, you know. The guy, you got Darnell Higgins, you got Pittman and Indy at 4,100. I love him this week, for sure. And then Cam Sims in Washington, while I say stay away, that's their little speedster guy at the end of the season that was catching fire. So, and then who else we got? Cobb at 3,900 in Green Bay. Again, there's another guy that you can just sort of maybe get a few catches and maybe a touchdown. You know how many? It's like Gronkowski. There was the play last night. I think it was the second touchdown where, you know, you knew it wasn't in the playbook, but Brady probably just threw some old code from the Patriots. Hey, man, there's nobody marking me. I'm going over the middle. Boom, touchdown. That's what Cobb could get you, like a couple catches. And you know, like, hey, remember the third down from the – how long was Cobb? 10 years ago with the Packers. So, and then with the Giants, you know, Slayton down there at 3,800 is a guy that catch some balls, right? So, Pascal, 3,700. Jay Waddle in Miami. Though there's a lot of mouths down there. Pay attention there. Let's see, Callaway, obviously, at 3,400 is probably the obvious one of the week. That'll be really chalky. And then,
are you worried about Jair Alexander? You know, shadowing him on the other side. You know, from the other side of the ball.
No, because he's got size, right? So
that's true.
And they're probably not going to put Winston in these, you know, 4 or 5 step drops. It's going to be from the gun, couple steps, get some momentum going. And then who do we got here? But there's a lot of guys down there. I think I'm excited to see how week one's great, because it's just, you got new stars. And then if you're in these season long leagues, you're like, oh, I got first pick this week, or I'm going to spend up and get him or whatever. So a lot going on there. Yeah. So
I got one from a friend of mine. He goes by B Laz, big Minnesota fan. He said that the Minnesota secondary is basura, and spend money on T Higgins. Spend the 4,700 on T Higgins. Nice. That he's gonna be big this week.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and again, a lot of receivers that are in Cincinnati. They could do good.
Yeah, I think what Greg was saying, that first week you're gonna go to guys that you know, that you played with for years because it's familiar, and guys that were at practice in preseason that you used a lot. I mean, those are the only two things you have to kind of lean on, and it's the first game. So a lot of guys from the past. I mean, Gronk got 2 touchdowns last night. It was like the Super Bowl. We don't expect him to do anything, and look what he does back-to-back games, right? So yes.
That annoyed me. One of my leagues, I'm down 29-0 because of Gronk.
Yeah, can you imagine being ahead on that one? Or if you picked them last night, it's just like, geez.
The other guy here, look for the Niners to be up early on Detroit, right? So Detroit's probably gonna have to pass a lot. That guy T Williams is 4,400. could be a lot of garbage time in there. And again, I think we were teasing Jamal Williams.
Yes.
As a pass catching back for Detroit. He could be the guy if they're falling from behind. Maybe they give Devonta or falling asleep on the running back. Swift.
DeAndre Swift
may not be playing as much as we thought. Jamal Williams is a workhorse. So, think that he can get in there for some action. But at 4,500 for running back, again, you'd have to be playing lots of lineups to get someone like that in. But anyway. Yeah,
so one guy you were also you were talking about Detroit playing catch up ball. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 3,000. It could be another cheap play. So there's a lot of talk about how he may be the best receiver out there. My Detroit guy, he pointed out that he was the best receiver at camp. So something to keep an eye on.
Yep.
Tight ends. Okay. So you mentioned Kelce. You mentioned possibly spending up on Kelce. Who do you like? Why do you like him this week?
Well, I mean, Kelce, I'm not going to spend up on Kelce this week. I said he's a no-brainer play.
Right.
I'm looking for value in trying to, how can we be different, right, Georgie, right? So I'm thinking, let's do a tight end quarterback stack for a few lineups where you get value at a quarterback. And I think teams are really understanding they've got to start developing their tight ends, right? Nico, how's your tight end?
Me?
You hitting the elliptical or the squats? Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. it's more like a wide receiver, so that's good. But that.
If I'm paying up, I'm paying for Kittle because Kittle and Jimmy G, they're like best friends, right? And so, he's got his boyfriend back. I mean, they're going to be hooking up and they're going to be tossing balls all over the place. Is that good for comedy? All right. Anyway.
Always primo.
Yeah. We got Kittle. I like Goddard. I love the Philly situation this week. I think Hurts, that was a no-brainer, right? Hurts is obviously better than Wentz. He's got so much more upside. You can have so many more calls. So Goddard, with all the Ertz drama, I think it's going to be the Goddard show. He's going to get lots of calls. My Henry in New England. Again, Jonnu Smith, Henry, and I really never like guys in New England because it's a different guy every week, right? So Logan Thomas is going to get lots of balls from Fitzpatrick. Gesicki, this is a guy that I've had, and I got in a couple leagues, best ball tournaments for season long. I love Gesicki and Pitts. But then again, back to those stacks I was telling you guys about. I love Goddard, I love Pitts, and I love Arnold at 2,600 for the tight ends.
Wow.
Yeah, that's because Arnold's really the only show in town outside. If everybody's keen on McCaffrey, then guess what? Arnold just spins off in the end zone at 6'6", and he's got a touchdown. So
You mentioned Hockenson, you also mentioned that they're going to have to start to pass a lot, especially in the first high scoring first half.
Yep.
I like him a lot. I mean, he was killing it last year through the season. I mean, he was at least 10 points every game. And then another one's Fant. Fant's kind of quiet, and I think he'll come out and start to catch some of those, maybe even a touchdown. I'd say 80 yards at least. So,
yep. Fant could be a good guy. Again, I look at games where I think there's going to be lots of points, and I don't think there's going to be lots of points in the Denver Giants game. However, it is week one. Anything can happen because offenses are a little more ready than the defenses are. So, but Tonyan in Green Bay, right? I mean, these are all guys that are of similar value from 4,900 to 4,200 at Tonyan. You can throw any of those guys in, and you throw the guy in one of those just based on value that what you have left to spend. So, and then Pittsburgh, we're still looking at Ebron at 3,900. But again, with Claypool, Deontay Smith, and Juju, I don't really like Pittsburgh tight ends ever. And what's the rookie's name they got?
Pat Freiermuth.
Yeah, he was a high draft pick, right?
Yeah, I think it was second round.
Yeah, so you got that guy. And then watch out for what happens in Minnesota this week because everybody's hurt in Minnesota now.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Conklin going to be the guy? Did Herndon from the Jets? To see what happens. So, again, it's – try to watch as much as you can on some of these games. Flick around the channels. take some notes, and you know, everything's going to be ready for next week. But there's a lot of the value you're going to find this week is probably a stroke of luck more than it is actual research, right? And so, but I, again,
so you're saying there's a chance.
There could be, yeah.
There's a chance. Well, I don't. I want to give some love to Kyle Pitts. He's a guy at 4,400. I think this is the cheapest we're going to see him all season, especially if he has a big first week.
Incredible point. Yeah, incredible point. He's the highest picked tight end in the history of the NFL draft, and you don't trade up to get this guy if you're going to use him or whatever. And but he's like a freak. So yeah, I like I said. You got Ryan and Pitt stack, the Hurts and Goddard stack, and the Darnold Arnold stack. Oh, and the other one is the Tannehill Firkser. I like him. Just looking at you know, just getting unique and trying to do some unique stacks. Quarterbacks that I think will fill it up this week. Darnold, not so much filling it up as much as that value is just there's just too much there. So yeah.
No, I think so. I think so. I also like Tanyan. I remember last year at the beginning of the season, the New Orleans Saints really struggled covering the tight ends. They got really burned. I think one of the games was Waller just wore them out for three touchdowns. So that was that's one thing that just kind of stuck in my mind. Mark Andrews against that Raider defense.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's Monday Night Football, so that'll be, you know, he might be a captain to Monday Night Football game. But no, I love the you know, some of the tight end bargains. I'm smashing Kyle Pitts because I really don't see, I don't think we're gonna see him. He's a super freak. Last year the Eagles were burned by Tyler Higbee for three touchdowns early in the season. So and their defense is going to be a work in progress. The, you know, the SI writer said, you know, target them early and see if you can get paid off, get the payoff on them.
And don't forget to throw in Ridley on that Ryan stack with Pitts too. I think you're just going to pass. I mean, Mike Davis and Gallman as running backs is not going to, I mean, they're going to load the box those guys all day. So I look for Atlanta to pass it up.
And that's the thing. I mean, they could try and be, I mean, no one could be like Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill, but you know, to be able to get a receiver tight end combination that way, I think it's something that's I love the idea of just everything funneling through those guys, both guys getting 10 to 15 targets every game. And it's just going to be muy sexy, muy sexy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's close it up on the defenses. Who do you like?
So I'm going with the Colts. I think they're going to be low owned. The value at 2,300 is great. Seattle's never really been a good road team. And Indy's got the pass rush. You know, I don't know. I know Seattle's, you know, again, a defensive team, going to try to run the ball. I really like them. More value in there, I think. Obviously, the Jaguars at 2,700 is going to be really chalky this week. Moving on up, believe it or not, I like the Dolphins at 2,900. I'm not believing that this Mac Jones is –
rookie quarterback.
Super Bowl. I mean, are you kidding me? Come on. Miami has always played New England tough. Miami's got a great defense. I wouldn't shy away from that. And then let's see who else we got here. Washington at 3,200, I think is great. And then I think I said Panthers against the Jets. So if you're going to pay up, the Panthers at 36, and then of course I think the Niners could go nuts. But I'm just – that's – you just never know when you're going to get touchdowns. And that, again, I'm not thinking the Niners at 4,200 or something I'm paying up for, but I'm not going to say don't do it because that's my survivor pick of the week. The survivor pool picked the Niners to win this week. There
you go. Ooh, even on the road?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a tough week. Tough week for the survivor opening week.
I believe it. I believe it.
Yeah.
I think you could probably go crazy and take the Texans, and they might get a win this week. And then all of a sudden you're like, hey, I don't have to pick the Texans again that later.
Yeah. It was either the Niners or the Panthers. And I'm like, let's get the Niners out of the way right now. So anyway.
Oh, man. Love it. Love it. Oh, man. This was a great start to the 2021 season. Primo Greggy Greg, always a pleasure to have you back. Primo Nico, always a pleasure to have you be our irregular Primo.
You know, so, when you're a regular, I mean, I think the my fiber is football because now that it's coming, it's here. I'll be more regular, and I'll be better. So,
oh man, love it. Well, familia, eso es todo for our show. Thanks again to Anchor for being our hosting network and putting us on Apple, Google, Spotify. Please make sure you subscribe and leave us a review. Also, find our faces on YouTube. Please hit the subscribe and give us a like, you know, help that algorithm out a little bit so that we can maybe get a little sponsored down the road. And also find us our original content at familiaffb.com. You could find me at Jorge Martin 17 on Twitter. Also Twitter and Instagram, go to familia at familiaffb. And also our Facebook listeners who are watching out there, gracias, gracias, gracias. Please keep following us. I'm going to keep putting our content out there. I've neglected Facebook a little bit, but it won't be happening now that the season's here. And remember, everybody, otra vez, primos, un gran placer. Thank you so much. And everybody out there, remember, todos somos familia.
All right.
Salud.
See you guys. Thank you.
Football is life.